Hey, Els. Guess who is getting coaching from me? Guess what the guy's name is? David McCoy.
No.
Good way.
From South Carolina.
Check, check, check. Check, check. All right, here we go. Let me see. See that shit. Should grab. I should grab that. And that's right. Oh, shit. Oh. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. I hate these fucking things on me. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Damn, this show is being brought to you by The Man Mindset. Just double checking everything, make sure everything is good. Wait, let me see. Sorry, that was too high up. I'm sorry, guys. What's going on? Yeah, so shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to my chat room dogs. Sorry for the late delay. Just taking care. I had to finish up a coaching session with everybody, but shout out to the guys out there. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Just got to make sure. Because I think the phone line, I think we finally got the phone lines working right today. So in order for me to check the phone lines, let me turn this down. Let me turn down the music real quick. And let me play some music from here. And let's cross our fingers. Hopefully you guys can hear this. If you can hear this, we should be good. So let me go and put that in there. So hopefully y'all can hear that. And I think y'all can hear it. Y'all can hear that, right? Y'all can hear that, guys? All my dogs, y'all can hear that? Yeah, y'all can hear that? All right, yeah, okay. Let's go. All right, so, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. All right, we good. So y'all, the lines are open. We're good. Shout out to the dogs up there, the 323. Lines are open, so we're good. Wait, let me try you, Tyler. Hold on, Tyler. Tyler, always coming through when I need you, motherfucker. Let me turn this shit down. Hold on a second, Tyler. Tyler, please, Tyler, tell me you can hear me, Tyler.
Yo, I can hear you.
You hear me?
Loud and clear, Coach.
You hear me loud and clear, Tyler? Now that means we're cooking, motherfucker. We good. Lines are working. See, I got that chick mixed.
Cooking with Crisco, baby. All right.
Hey, I'll get your post today, dog. All right, Tyler. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, man. You're good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. All right. So Tyler just called in. The lines are working, guys. We're good. Yes, now we're cooking. Usually I would give y'all the backdrop, but there ain't really nothing on my TV right now. Let me see, I can put something on there. Hold on. I just throw something on. Usually I do the backdrop and everything, guys, but oh wait, that's YouTube. Hold on. Fuck it. All right, usually I do the backdrop, but I don't have the two TVs on right now. So, but anyway, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there, guys. Call in. The lines are open. Y'all can't hear Tyler? Wait, Tyler, call in. Tyler, call back in, Tyler. God damn it, I can hear you and they can't hear you. Tyler, call back in, Tyler. Tyler, call back in. They say they can't hear. They say they can't hear you. Wait, hold on, we got you guys. I want to make sure we get this shit right. Tyler, call the fuck back in. Hold on, here's Tyler's calling back in. God damn it. Hold on. Oh, wait, he was low. Wait a second. If you say he was low, that means that was on me. Hold on a second. Y'all can hear him, but he was low. Hold on, bring Tyler in. All right, Tyler. Say something,
hello,
Tyler.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is me.
Hold on. All right, talk again.
Clear, concise, impactful.
Keep going.
I can hear, I'm just talking normal, not loud.
You're talking over, so Ray, y'all cannot hear Tyler now? I mean, I'll make sure they can hear, because I'm going to ask everybody in the chat room. Can y'all hear Tyler,
hello?
Yes or no? Hold on, Ray was saying you couldn't hear him. You can hear Tyler? So y'all can hear Tyler then, right? So what was Ray talking about? Wait. It was low. It's good now. All right. I don't know why I got everything turned up on you, Tyler. Yeah, wait, say something again, Tyler.
Testing 1, 2, 3, Tyler, 1, 2, 3.
Hold on, Tyler, I'm going to turn you up a little bit. Keep going, keep talking.
Hello, this is Tyler, 1, 2, 3. Check.
Keep going.
1, 2, 3. Check.
Keep
check,
going.
Check,
one more. Sing
check
to me,
one,
Tyler.
Two,
sing,
three.
Tyler. Sing,
hello,
Tyler.
Hello.
All right,
hello.
There you go. All right, now, y'all guys, I got him up. Now, y'all can hear that, right?
All right. You can
Tyler's
hear me.
Good now. Okay, I turned that motherfucker all the way up, Tyler. You all the way turned the motherfucking up. All right, now we're good,
right,
Tyler.
Man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. Now we're okay. All right, now we're okay. Now you say we're okay now. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to y'all guys. I'm the Dean. Class in session. We got a great show for you guys today. Let's get into it, guys. Shout out to y'all guys again. Real quick, as I always say, if you are starting to learn from this show, I ask all you guys out there, while we're chopping it up, make sure you guys out there do a few couple of things for me. But please understand this. Before y'all learn anything about what we talk about, understand that this show is 100% original. There's nobody doing what we're doing. There's nobody talking about what it is we're talking about, guys. So make sure you guys get your crayons out. Now, ask all you guys. We are the only people out here on YouTube that tell you to go ahead and drive to Amazon, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, not drive to Amazon, but go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle set. Break that down. Pass the puzzles out on the ground and start putting your puzzle piece together. If you are ready to start game, we are the only ones on YouTube saying all of that, guys. Now, real quick, as we got to get to the show, also, guys, I say to all you guys out there that's listening to me, please, guys, go ahead and get your crayons out, get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you want to call in, call in, and now let's get into the show. Hold on, let me push this over here like that. Let's get into the show, man. Shout out to the Me Peel community. I am the Dean. Class is in session. We've got a great show for you guys today, a very, very good show for you guys today. So let me go ahead and pop this over right here. All right, so we got a great show for y'all guys today, man. We have a wonderful show. All right, I checked the phone lines. Lines are clear. Guys, you know, today we're having a show about silencing, and we're going to talk about silencing. So many of you guys want to win in the game. But the problem is, oh, let me turn that down. That was all to that fizz. Problem is, you guys are not silencing the two things that need to be silent. And one is you, the other one is your mind, and we're going to talk about that today. That's what we've been talking about and discussing today. And guys, y'all want to call in. I got the lines up perfectly if y'all want to call in. Lines are open. Tyler, I'll mute you right there. Put Tyler back in. Lines are open, guys, and we got you guys covered. And let's go ahead and chop it up. Let's go ahead and talk on it. So one of the biggest, it's not, I don't want to say biggest, but it's a problem that a lot of guys have, a lot of individual guys have, is that when they start to learn themselves and when they start to grow and they really want to get into the game, guys, basically trying to get into the game, which we're teaching you guys to be students of the game, gentlemen. Let me make sure I get down to the chats. I'm checking the chats as well, so I'm kind of multitasking chats and phone lines. But what happens is a lot of you guys out there, when y'all guys out here are trying to learn who you are and trying to learn yourselves, you still are not silencing. You're not living in silence. And because you're not living in silence, you're doing more damage and more harm to yourself because you're not living in silence. But what does that mean to live in silence? And what does that mean for a man to live in silence? What that means for a man to live in silence means that a man must learn and master quieting the mind. When the man's mind is not silenced by himself, he is open to other things. And there was something that I wrote down on this piece of paper. I got it right here. When you don't silence the mind and the mind begins to talk to you, telling you that you're not good enough, telling you that you can't get the woman, telling you to walk around and beat around the bush. You're hearing voices in your mind, but you're not seeing where the voices are coming from. You can't see your mind. But one must first learn how to silence the mind first. That's going to be the first phase of this. We're going to talk about you silencing your mind first. Second phase we're going to be talking about and discussing is silencing the woman. And I don't mean that in a derogatory, mean, or rude way. I don't mean it like that at all. I mean it as in silencing what you think when you get around a woman, guys. When you get around a woman, you must learn how to silence the mind, but in order to be able to silence the mind, gentlemen, we must learn how to silence ourselves because we're too busy listening to bad information and too busy following bad things that are really doing more harm to you. And you know what? I will go to the board. I guess I can go to the board. In the fall? I don't wonder if I can do it. All right, let's go to the board real quick. Let's go to the board real quick so I can show you what I'm talking about. Because I want to make sure y'all understand when it comes to silencing, that you guys do it the right way. Let's go to the board while it's zooming in on me and trying to find me. I think it's trying to find me. Yes, it's over here. It's over this way. Yeah, yeah. Let's silence this shit. All right, gentlemen, real quick. Black marker. No black marker. Shit. Oh, here we go. Black marker. All right, follow your boy on this. All right. So, shit. This pin. So it's basically, oh shit, oh, I don't have my light. God damn it, I don't have my light, but y'all can kind of see it. I'm sorry, I didn't have my overhead light. I forgot to turn it on. All right, here lies the problem, guys. I'll show you real quick. The problem is why it is important to silence the mind here is because, gentlemen, all of your thoughts before you meet the woman, and I can put it behind her as well, they all stem from the thought processes you have in your mind, okay? So when you guys out here, before you even meet a woman, you've already got a false expectation here. And when you meet the woman, based on the woman, that expectation carries itself over. Does that make any sense, guys? We've got to learn how to silence these two things because the problem is once we meet the woman, which we'll talk about in the next hour, is that you can't silence because of how you feel about her. We'll get in that in a second. Right now, what we want to talk about is how you are already in your head and how can you get out of your head to get rid of the silence right here. So then when you meet this woman, she will be in your head where when you do it the right way, at the end of the day, that's what we want at the end of the day. This is the conquer. This is what we want. But when you're not there, she's in your mind, and that's where the problem lies, okay, guys? So let's get back. But that's where the problem lies at, guys, and that's what we want you guys to see and understand of why silence in the mind is so important, guys. Just want to make sure that y'all can understand that lines are open if y'all want to call in. We want to make sure that y'all learn how important it is to silence the mind. And it is and something that we a lot of guys don't necessarily do all the time is that they don't understand how to silence the mind. See, the thing is, gentlemen, when it comes to your mindset, all you guys have fear. And you believe in the fear so much that you actually think that fear is real because you feel that you cannot move forward in your life and you feel like any kind of necessary change that you need to make for yourself, you can't make it for yourself. And the only reason why you can't make it for yourself is because you believe that you don't have power over yourself. And you believe that you cannot win for yourself. And what you have to understand in the game, okay, is that in order to be masterful in the game, one must overcome the voices in his head to realize that the voices in his head are actually not really there. What is the craziest thing that most people don't want to believe is that you create what you think. You create what you think because you've never actually tried to find fear. You can't overcome anything until you, number one, admit that you have it, and then number two, try to figure out where it's at. You've got to be aware, gentlemen, to silence. One must be aware that it doesn't make you less than a man, guys, or it makes you weak to feel something when you are not grounded in who you are. When you're not grounded in who you are. Y'all got the number at the top. You can't tell me you can't see the number at the top. And you see the shit scrolling at the bottom. So, guys, come on. Y'all should, come on, look at the things at the top and at the bottom. Oh, wait, shit. Wait a second. I know why you can't see it. Wait. Let me, give me a second. I know why you can't see it. He can't see it because the shit ain't lined up correct. Hold on, let me get it. I got it. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me slide that motherfucker over a little bit. There we go. There we go. Let me slide over. I'm sorry. That's on me. Let me see here. Let me slide a little bit over. Slide it down this way. All right. There we go. There we go. All right. Here we go. Now that should be the change. There you go. Wait. Is that covering? Still covering it up. Hold on. So let me bring it to the forefront. Bring it all the way to the front like that. It should go like that. There we go. That's the number. There you go. I'm sorry. All right. There you go, Bronx. There you go. You can call in. There's the number right there. I'm sorry, guys. I was maneuvering stuff around, so now y'all can see the number. Okay. Well, you know what, B? That will be Wednesday because I've been waiting. I had to watch The Shy. I had to watch Power. So tonight I'm waiting to watch Game of Thrones. I'm going to watch that tonight. And then B, I'm going to do a Game of Thrones or lessons you can learn. So that will be tomorrow's show. I will do that on tomorrow's show. But let me go ahead and bring in this call real quick. Area code 240-DMV. 240, can you hear us, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, brother? How you, man? How you doing?
What's good? How can I help you, sir?
Man, basically, man, I'm calling in, bro, because, like, I just need structure, bro. Like, I'm sick and tired of being where I am, man. Like,
no, wait, like, stop. Man. You're not sick and tired. No. You got to change your thing. You're not sick and tired of it. You choose to be where you're at right now. You've got to admit you choose to be here. It's not a thing of being sick and tired. It's a choice, bro.
All right. That's facts, man. That's facts. And I just need structure, bro. Like, I'm lost, and I don't have no momentum in anything.
Well, and that's fine. Well, the thing is that you just got to get some coaching and get some direction, brother. That's all. That's all you need. You just got to be a student of the game, brother. That's all.
I bet my homie, he just put me on to you about a week ago. And man, I've just been liking everything, man. It's been resonating.
I'm from the DMV, dog. I'm from the DMV, so you should know we do. That's what we do, man.
Nah, for sure. And the video he had showed me, like, you was talking about, like, how it's just so many women out here and all, like, you said, Poolsville, Greenbelt, and I ain't even
yeah,
think about
Columbia.
I never even think about tapping into none of that. And I guess I just
Wheaton,
think closed
Silver Spring,
mind.
You take the red line to Union Station, ass there in D.C. You can go down Potomac
yeah.
Mills, Woodbridge. You come in, it's everywhere, dog.
Yeah. And you know, like, and what really hit my core is something you had said basically about your voice in your head tells you to do everything. But once, you know, you come in contact with a woman, you change. And it's like, that
yeah.
shit real, man. That shit real.
Yeah.
Like,
I appreciate it.
I just want guidance, man.
Nah, I get you. Hey, just get at me on the back end, and I'll show you, dog. Get at me on the back end, dog. Okay? Guys, hey, all my dogs out there, you got one more day left of the birthday package, $99. You get over 60 hours a game, so y'all need to jump on that. Two more days left. And also, real quick, guys, for y'all guys out there, we're about two weeks away from Halloween game. 2 weeks away from Halloween game. Nobody does it on YouTube. We're the only ones doing it. 2 weeks away from showing you the costume, trick-or-treat game, and the sex-o-ween game that you're going to send your invitations out to women. So we're going to be doing that in 2 weeks, gentlemen. All right, wait, tomorrow. But yeah, just get back with me on the back end, dog,
right.
And get at me, and we'll chop it up, okay,
will.
My brother?
All right,
stand up,
bro.
DMV.
I
respect to you.
Right,
stand up, baby. All right, 100. 202, South Lakeson, D.C. 202, how can I help you, brother? What's up? 202, you're there, going once. 202 going twice. All right, 202 ran off. All right, we're good. So, like I say to y'all guys out there, you know, we're going to get y'all right. We're the only ones. In 2 weeks, nobody does the things we do to set y'all up for Halloween. But we got to do it early because we don't do things at the last minute. So we will have the Halloween set up. We'll talk about the trick-or-treating game. And then we'll do a show on Sex-O-Ween, the Sex-O-Ween invitation that you can start passing out early October. Early October, you can start passing out your Sex-O-Ween invitations to the women, okay? So we'll be definitely talking and discussing that, but I'll continue to discuss what we're saying right now. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in, and if you have a question, go ahead and put a queue, and we'll answer those questions. Guys, you have to understand one thing, is that what happens is because of how you feel about yourself, you create a reality. And through that reality, what you begin to do is fill your mind up with images of what you want for your future self or what you want your future to look like, okay? And what happens is what you do is you put a certain amount of pressure on yourself. A lot of you guys, you want to get good with women. You get around a woman, that is extra pressure because you're trying to get good at women, which is an I do, not an I am. What I tell you to do is get good at being you by learning how to be objective. You guys have to understand that a lot of you guys out here are always looking for the next best thing on YouTube or the next best whatever ideology from YouTube to follow that to destroy your mindset. And this is why a lot of you guys are really confused right now, because unfortunately, a lot of you guys out here are trying too hard to try to learn things that are not teaching you any game. You cannot learn by complaining about women, because what is that communication you're doing? You're communicating to yourself that all women are bad. And if you think all women are bad, then really subconsciously, you don't really feel like, fuck, I don't even need to do nothing. Fuck these women. That's what, I mean, no, I'm not saying to the women. I'm saying that's what y'all would say. That would be your attitude. Why should I work hard to get these women? These women ain't shit because some guy said this. These women are for the streets because some guy said it. These women are this because some guy said it, and all this other stuff. Think about the noise in your head. Women are this because some guy said it. Women act this way because some guy said it. Stay away from women because some guy said it. So what you guys are doing is that you're actually fulfilling your mind. And think about this. Think about this. Think about you being in a room, and you've got four walls in that room. In front of you is playing hip-hop. To the left of you is playing country. To the right of you is playing goth and heavy metal and shit. And in the back of you is playing house. So you got all these noises coming at you in so many directions that you can't even articulate anything, because you're filling your mind up with so much false information, so many false, fake words. So women ain't shit coming from this way. Women are for the streets coming this way. Oh, women are bad because some guy said, because he got turned down, coming this way. And women like this, this way. So all you're doing is you're sitting around and you're beating yourself up because the noise is so great. But what happens, gentlemen, if the noise is all around you, but you silence yourself? And guys, I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all do this shit right now. When you want to turn down the filter, you do it. How many times, guys, you're driving in your fucking car? This is not magical. I'm just showing you how different we are. How many times y'all driving your car and you got your music up? And then you get a phone call. And even though you turn the music down and you can still hear the music, isn't it odd how the music seems like it's going away because you're focused on the phone call and not the music? Isn't it odd that even if you were off the phone and the music was on and you had somebody in the car, isn't it odd that even though the music's up, you talk to your boy, it kind of like filters out and you can it's like weird. Like, you could kind of lower the music down, but kind of turn up the volume of your guy, all in your head. You control the studio. You control the studio, gentlemen. But see, you don't realize that. It doesn't matter. Think about when you're at home. When you're at home, sometimes you got the radio playing, you got the TV playing and shit. You got the phone ringing, you got the dog barking, you got all these things happening. But who determines what they hear? Isn't it odd? Let's say you're walking down a hallway, TV's on, and maybe you're a sports fanatic, and you hear something about a football team, and even though the music's blasting, you hear that thing about football, you're like, oh shit, what the fuck? And then you turn the music down, and you go to the TV. Sometimes you're walking in the middle of the hall, the TV's on, the music's on, and maybe your favorite song comes on, maybe your favorite beat comes on, and you say, oh shit, this is my shit. And you notice the TV's still the same octave. But you turn it down in your mind because you focus more on the music. Y'all see what I'm saying? You focus more on the music because guess what, gentlemen? You made the choice to focus on more than the music. You see what I'm saying? And what's crazy is you don't even realize that you're doing it. You see what I'm saying? You have no idea how intricate your mind is when you allow your mind to be intricate. It's okay. Listen, gentlemen, it's okay to let the noises in. But you know what's weird about the noises that y'all don't, y'all, hey guys, isn't it odd? If you're turning the radio station and you hear, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You hear something like that, right? Isn't it odd that you don't listen to the song, you recognize it's country music and you turn the station. And then maybe you turn the station, turn to the next station, like, it's like, the God, the devil, Satan, all that shit, like that hard, heavy metal, like shit. You're like, oh, fuck. Well, that's God's music. That shit ain't for me. And you turn the station, right? Gentlemen, what I am showing you is something that you've already done. It's just you don't realize that you can do the same thing. You can do the same I do's, but what you don't understand is you're really coming from an I am. I do is the music that you hear on the radio. The I am is you turning the station to the next one. So if you are saying that you're no good, why not turn the station to the station of I am good? You're saying that you know what I can't get her. Why not turn the station to the station of I can get that goddamn woman? You're at the station that, oh my God, I'm not good enough. Why can't you turn the dial and go to the station that says you are good enough, guys? Because when you are in your I am and not your I do, you control everything. You control everything. And that's what makes you so unique to your mind. We're only talking about the mind this time. Second hour, we'll get to the women. But now, first, I got to talk to you about you. We ain't going to talk about the women right now. We'll talk about you right now. Because I want y'all to understand, listen, I want you guys to please be willing to look like a fucking idiot and look stupid. You guys are so afraid to look stupid and look dumb, you look stupid and dumb. You know, they're ice skaters. Now, look, I never watched her. When I was a kid, I saw her on TV. She used to do, like commercials, and I think she was on with Scooby-Doo or some shit like this. So there was an ice skater used to be named Dorothy Hamilton, or we could talk about Tanya Harding or Nancy Kerrigan or Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky is a great hockey player. But guess what? You don't think he ever slipped and fell on his motherfucking ass? On the skates, do you see ice skaters when they perform? They fall sometimes and slip and land on their ass. And why I'm saying that is because to be in the game, you must risk it all. You must risk the pain and foolishness of making a fucking mistake. It's okay. When you learn how to take risks and stop worrying about looking stupid, you then get rid of that. Because when you're looking at fear, you're not really working on yourself because you're looking at an I do. Fear is not an I am because that's not really you. You can't touch it. Remember, I always tell you, touch fear. You can't touch fear. So fear is not actually what you think it is. But when you fuck up, and like I told that young man, it's not even a fuck up or a mistake, guys. When you make a choice. See, when you guys make a choice, guess what happens? When you make a choice, you learn from the choices that you make. It doesn't make you feel stupid. It doesn't make you feel dumb or idiotic. It's just information that you're taking in. Fall on your ass. Fuck up. Get rejected. Guys, there's so much beauty in having fun. That's why I always tell you, don't let the kid die in you, because I'm a huge kid. I'm a big-ass kid. I love to have fun. But you know what I love the most? I love to go and face what those might perceive as a challenge, but I don't see those things as challenges. I challenge myself, but I want to make sure that when I'm talking to myself, that I am focused on myself. And if I'm focused on myself, then everything goes down, okay? Everything goes down. The voices go down. That's the power that's what we're talking about right now for you guys. Okay? And here, hey guys, I'm gonna give all you guys an A+. Because you're doing the thing that a lot of guys are not doing. Yeah, guys, it doesn't matter how old you are. As I told you before, one of my greatest students started when I met him at 48, 49. He became a gigolo and all this other stuff. But it's never, ever too late to have a teacher. Because as a student myself, I too am always learning. I am going so far out there. I just want more and more and more. You know what? Seek out the person that scares you a little bit. Don't seek the polite person. Because the polite person is going to tell you what the fuck you want to hear. That asshole is going to tell you what you need to know. See, a lot of guys are training themselves to seek out nice. Hi, Samuel. It's okay. You know what? Hey, buddy. There'll be other times. Don't worry about it, buddy. We'll just do it tomorrow. We don't have to do it today. Let's put it off tomorrow, Samuel. See, that kind of teaching is why y'all fuck up, because a lot of y'all run to that kind of person. Y'all run to polite, the ones that make you feel warm and fuzzy, and they make you feel good inside. But don't you understand, guys, how many times in the wintertime when you are cold as fuck and you got all them damn blankets or whatever you got, you wrapped yourself the fuck up and you felt so warm and cozy and comfortable that you fell asleep. I want y'all to think, this is a game. See, I was lucky enough to have a mentor, have one now, that will cuss me the fuck out. Tell me I ain't shit. And I need that because I know I ain't shit until I become the shit, and I'm going to keep striving for that. And my mentor is always like, oh, let me give you, did you have a boo-boo? Oh, let me kiss you to make you feel better. Oh, let me cut your fucking bread up and I'll slice it up and you don't want that. You don't want that. I'm going to continue with that. Let me grab this phone call real quick. It's an anonymous one, so you might have to hang up on him. But anonymous, I hope you're asking a question, not ranking or pranking. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, how are you supposed to lead a woman where you want her to go when she doesn't really know you like that?
Wait, slow down. Can you slow down, sir? Do what?
How are you supposed to lead a woman where you want her to go if she doesn't know you that well yet? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, can you please be quiet so I answer your question? I heard you. You asked, how can you lead a woman that, even though you don't know her, right? Right? That's the question, yes?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Why are you automatically failing with that question?
I'm not trying to put her first, but I'm trying to lead her.
Listen, you just did, and you don't realize it. You're talking about an I do and not an I am. See, you said how can I, which is can first, but then you ended with the woman, which show what you're actually trying to do. So you have an intent on trying to lead the woman versus a result of trying to lead yourself. I don't lead the woman
in order for you to know what you're about. You know what I mean?
But knowing what I'm about and leading her are two totally different things. Leading her is saying, I'm free Saturday night at 9 o'clock and I would love for you to accompany me on a date. That's a lead. But that's not knowing about me. I'm telling her what I want her to do, or I'm giving her the opportunity to be with me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what is the point to which you would cut her off if she is constantly, you know, not objecting to what you're saying? I need to get to know you more, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because I know
you're
talking about
this. Wait, I don't understand. Caller, we got
to
go back. What the fuck is blah, blah, blah? Because the blah, blah,
you know,
blah.
The standard objection.
Oh, wait, no, wait, sir.
Based on their beliefs.
Sir, can you please fucking calm the fuck? I got you. Wait, listen, man. You said blah, blah, blah. What is blah, blah, blah?
The typical excuses women give when, you know,
give
they're
me
trying
an excuse.
To slow things down.
Give me an excuse. Give me an excuse. What is an excuse they give you?
Oh, you know, I don't want to go out with you just yet because, you know, it's too soon. Oh, you're coming on too strong. You know,
well, wait, stop. Whoa,
you know,
stop.
Trying to pace.
Where? Oh, Jesus Christ, please. Come on, listen, man. All right, let's take one thing at a fucking time. She says she doesn't know. Where are you asking her to go?
Well, typically, I just go to the bar that I know down the street. For me,
okay, so you're
asking
her to come to the bar down
area.
The street. And she doesn't. And she says, I don't know you well enough to go to that bar down the street. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, okay. All right, so mainly these are through online interactions. So it's kind of hard to, you know, cut it short because, you know, my problem was talking too much online and then it doesn't go nowhere. So just waste time.
But
so
what
the
fuck are you talking about? Stop, caller. Caller, what are you talking about? There is a difference between talking at a woman and talking to a woman. So let's hear what you're talking about.
I'm saying,
because I can guarantee you,
okay.
You're talking at her. What are you talking about?
Okay. So you know, if I get a match, I'll look at a profile. I'll make a comment. I'll say, hey,
like,
I'd like to get to know you. I got this bar down the street if you want to have a couple drinks.
Stop. You're saying you meet a woman from the first time you met her and say you want to take her out to get a drink, right?
I mean, after a few back, you know, just one or two back and forth. I mean,
what are the one and two back? Okay, brother. I how old are you, first off? How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. So I'm trying to help you here, but you're forcing me to pull teeth. I need to hear what you say as far as the interaction go so I can tell you why she's not interested in you.
Okay. So if I match with somebody, I'll make a couple comments on, you know, I see something in her picture that I like. I'll say, yeah, I like, you know what I mean? Oh, that's a good, you know, I got a dog like that too. That's cool. I see that you like wine, you know, what kind of wine you like? Oh, we should meet up for wine. I know. All right,
stop. All right, you see where you fail?
You see what you fail?
You already fail. She never. Why would she? That's weird.
I'm cutting down the interaction. Because I don't want
Caller, I'm about to tell you right now, and you're about to tell us all right now. Read your profile to me. Read me your profile.
I don't got time to do that.
Because I'm going to show you. Wait, I'm trying to show you why you all fucked up. Read your profile. Because after you say that weak-ass shit, that's where she's going to next. And when she reads your fucking profile, she's saying weirdo, creepy, ain't got no game. So why don't you read us your profile so I can show you where you're
I'm
fucking
not
up
about
at.
The profile.
Sir,
because they wouldn't
you don't,
match
okay.
me if they didn't
sir,
already read the profile.
What fucking
so,
part, sir, what fucking part don't you understand? Do you think women are boo-boo the fucking fool? They're not just going to blindly go out with your ass because you asking them to. They're going to go right to your fucking profile and read what the fuck you have to say. So what does your profile say, sir?
They've already had to have read that if they match them there. I would assume they would have if they, you know, match
sir, that doesn't, that, sir, some women don't do that, sir. Wow, you got a cute dog. Let's go out for drinks. Wow, you like wine? Let's go out for drinks. Boy, that really makes her pussy wet. Are you serious?
Well,
that's all you got?
I'm not trying to chit-chat back and forth online.
Caller. You want to know why you need
right,
to learn
I'm
how to
done.
Fucking chit?
I'm done.
Well, yeah, get your fucking ass off. Get the fuck off my show. Fuck you. How about that, bitch? Fuck you then. This is what I'm talking about. You hear how soft that motherfucker sounds? Wait, let me do it. I'm 3 years old, and, you know, I meet women all the time, and, you know, I don't want to chit-chat all the time with women, but, you know, I meet them all the time, and I say, well, you know what, why, you like ramen noodles. I like ramen noodles, too. Well, you know what? Why don't we go to that bar and maybe we can have some noodles and we can do arts and hand pictures together. Wow, that's so amazing. Oh, what? Oh my God, you have a dog? Well, oh, I got a dog too. I made dog love that. So why don't we go to the dog park? Yeah, you know, that's a place where you can't scream, but I think I'll take the dog ball and throw it into the woods and get the chloroform and put a little... Fuck him. Anyway, I'm back, guys. This is what I'm telling y'all, man. This is why he loses. And again, goes back to what I'm saying. This is going to be the most important fucking thing of this thing I'm ever telling you motherfuckers right now. And I'm going to make a goddamn YouTube short out of this shit. Stop seeking out teachers that's going to kiss your ass, coddle you, and make you feel good about yourself. You need to find a motherfucker that's watching every move that you make closely and is going to be brutally honest with you and give you clear, concise directions on how to get your shit better. And whatever that shit is, it's going to scare the fuck out of you. Because you ain't used to motherfuckers talking to you that way. Y'all saw my football clips. You know, my football, man, they used to punch us in our chest back in the day. They can't do that to y'all. Everybody's a winner type motherfuckers. But I'm saying for you guys out there, this is why a lot of you guys lose. Because a lot of you guys out here, you're always looking for someone to tell you it's okay. You're looking for someone to tell you it's her fault. You're looking for someone that wants to shift all the blame from you. See, let me show you what I was doing with that dumbass. He talked about how can I lead a woman. He would not even show us what his profile was. He was like, hi, my name is Scott. I'm a Pisces. Hi, let's go out to the bar. Okay. Do y'all think this is porn or something? You think a woman's going to automatically say, yeah, let's go to the bar with someone I don't even know? And after reading his weird, creepy-ass profile, I'm not going to go out with this guy. But see, here's the thing. He said something very important, guys. He said something very important. He said he doesn't want to chit-chat. He said he doesn't want to chit-chat. The most important thing he said. And because he doesn't want to chit-chat, this is why we fucking win. Because women want to go and see if there's a door behind your door, behind the door, behind the door. If you are just a surface-level individual, you ain't got much to talk about. That means you're not interesting. That means if you are a one-trick pony that she runs into all the time, you've got to be able to talk to the woman. Because when you talk to the woman, it gives you more value in her eyes to say either, damn, I got this motherfucker wrapped around my finger if he's not chit-chatty, versus the individual, okay, versus the individual that shows her why me. Because I'm going to talk to you, girl. And I'm going to keep on talking to you. Because I like talking about me. And I will always talk about me. But through talking about me, I'm going to show you why me. Why you should invest in me. Why you should show me that you are worth my attention. Why you should show me that you're worth my time. Why you should show me that you're worth my respect. And if you're fucking lucky enough, you can show me why you're worth my goddamn dick. But y'all want to chit-chat. You know what chit-chat leads to? Boring motherfucker. I say that with love. Boring. Listen to what I'm saying. Lines are open. If you cannot correctly communicate yourself to a woman, then she ain't gonna fuck with you because she already knows your story.
Where was your last boyfriend? Well, what you looking for?
Silence.
Huh. Yeah. It's so nice out here, isn't it?
I mean, that's what she's looking for. So why would she want to be with somebody like that? What I'm saying for you guys is to talk and show her why me through letting her see you, where she can get a clear understanding that you are not like the next guy. That's going to throw her off. Because through the conversations you're having, she will start to smile. She will start to laugh. She will start to blush. Because again, right, intention. Shout out to my dog, right, boxing. Intention. Guys, you cannot go on these things and not talk to women. Women, you must understand this. Please understand this. These women are getting hit on all day, every day. And why is this the best thing for me? And I'll get back to the coaching thing in a second. It's because I want to start off last. I don't want to be first. I want to be last. I want to be last. I want to be the last guy in her line. Because I know, and I told you, out of the 1 million motherfuckers in front of me, that I'm going to stand out because I know how to articulate and communicate myself to anybody without kissing her ass, begging or bartering, making it about sex. Guys, y'all know the crazy thing is, y'all know what's so crazy? My kind of motherfuckers, we don't even bring up sex first. They bring up sex because they feel so comfortable around us, they begin to lightly flirt. We don't bring up sex and all that shit. We so goddamn smooth because we know we're already having sex with her here by making her feel things, making her smile, laugh, blush, think, react, versus the average guy that's staying on the surface. We are always going beneath and under the surface, okay? So, we've got a new woman in here, Mindy. Okay, well, if she's a new woman, hold on a second. Let me give her a wrench. And you know what we do, ladies. Any ladies pop in this thing, we always like to take care of the ladies real quick. Here you go, ladies. All right, there you go, Mindy. There you go. Welcome, Mindy. Welcome to the squad. Welcome to the MePeel community. Now, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Now, this is very important. This has got to be one of the most important things before we get to the woman type. Gentlemen, you must understand, if you want to be a student of the game, you cannot be around anybody that is nice, calm, cool, collective, and tells you what you want to hear. See, what y'all don't understand is that, listen, it's a very tough-ass world out those doors. And motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. But if you have somebody that takes the blame away from you and blames women for everything that goes wrong in your life, then he's not the right teacher for you. Because a teacher doesn't blame other women. Now, if you're a guy, you get a teacher, he doesn't blame women for your mistakes and fuck-ups. Because a real motherfucker would tell you these women are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. Yes. They're allowed to go out as late as they want. They can drink as much as they want. I don't recommend doing drugs, but if they're doing drugs, they can do drugs if they choose to do that. Guys, you know, I'm watching it. There's another show because I kind of pushed back Game of Thrones till tonight, House of Dragons till tonight, because another show came on that I want to get y'all on. The show is called Industry. It's called Industries. It's kind of like Billions. But the reason why I like it, 973, I'll bring you 1 second. The reason why I like it is because if you look at the stock floor on that show, it's called Industries on HBO. If you look at the show, it's divided into groups. And every group has to work sometimes together for the greater good of the system. And it's a very great analogy to when it comes to your marketing team, your blacksmith, your scribe, your culinary school, your studio. When it comes to all these things, Industry would be a great show to watch because what they're doing is they're trying to sell stock and, you know, trying to be stockbrokers for people. But for you, it's them trying to sell them to you. Like the scribe is calling you, trying to sell you. Trust me, let me be the one to give you information. The blacksmith is calling you. Let me be the one to forge information to help you out. Your culinary school, let me be the one to cook up game to spin their eye and their ear. So if y'all get a chance, watch that thing called Industry, okay? It's a very, very good show. It's called Industry. But let me grab this phone call real quick. Air code 973, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Is that me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Quick question, and I'm going to let you get back to it. I just wanted to see if this was a good example and something that I realized about myself. Is what a good example of communicating with yourself be recognizing how you're talking and how you're acting and being able to say, hey, this isn't working out for you. You need to change this. Would that be a good example?
Yes. And you know what? It's a great example. You want to know why? But here's the million-dollar question. When are you having that conversation with yourself? Is it in the morning, noon, or night?
Well, truth be told, I'm having that conversation with myself all the time.
All right, well, okay. What I want you to do, I want you to hold, okay, this is where Scribe comes in. So let me show you the players of the game. Now, guys, if y'all, again, write this down, Industry on HBO. It's like a stock show, but it's going to help you out. And caller, I'm going to show you while I'm talking to everybody, I'm going to show you the same thing. So let me post this up, but caller, this is what I'm saying to you. Keep this out. So what you're saying is great. But what I want you to do is don't talk about what you're talking about all day. Collect the information, scribe it, and then at night, lay it all out and then go over it. You see what I'm saying? See, I like you're talking to yourself, but I want you to scribe the thoughts that you have to yourself. Enough where, or in a notebook of a thought that you have, like if you saw a woman that you want to talk to and you didn't talk to her, because maybe it wasn't the right time, or maybe I was a little nervous, or maybe I didn't know what to say, or maybe there were other people around. You write that thought down, right? So then at the end of the day, mm-hmm. when you're in your film room, you go back to, okay, I remember, okay, let's open this up and let's look at what happened with this woman. I saw this woman and I didn't talk to her because maybe I saw her around a group of other women. Okay, then we got to, like my dog Taekwondo says, we got to unpack and break that down. We got to look at, then we got to look at, okay, what happened? You saw the group. Why did the group slow you down? We got to look at that. We got to look at, why didn't you say what you wanted to say? We got to look at that. We got to look at, what will I do next time I'm in a group? How will I attack that? You see what I'm saying? See, every thought that you have for yourself, sometimes you talk to yourself about it, but sometimes you forget what you say sometimes. That's why I say write it down early. Does that make any sense? You write it down early and scribe it. So then when you're technically by yourself, you can really go over what's going on. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, definitely. And to recap, so basically, scribe it, right? Anything, let's say it's I don't know, say if I have to come up with a new way to actually implement something, and I do implement that, and I recognize it doesn't work, then I go back and I write
down. No, you try to say, you scribe it. No, you scribe it. See, you have, this is why it's important. You got to write the thought down. You do the thought, and this is the reaction. You got to scribe that. So at night, you look down and say, okay, let's unpack this. Okay. This is what I did. This didn't work. Why didn't it work? What are the adjustments I can make? What are the things I can do? You see what I'm saying? That's at the end of the day. Because, and then think about this, 973. Once you have your answer, and then in the morning, you got to have your meeting at the boardroom. Have your scribe, your marketing team there. I need my culinary fucking school there. I need my warrior there. I need all you motherfuckers at the table. We got to have a powwow. Now, next time we see a woman, this is what we're going to do. I know what to do for my scribe. I know how to market myself for my marketing team. I know how to go ahead and attack it like my warrior. You see what I'm saying, caller? and I know how much flavor to give her and how much to take away.
Gotcha, gotcha. And just to be clear about it, Coach, it's not really about the women and men. I notice this when I'm speaking to everybody. See, I'm not as assertive as I want to be. So it's a practice to me every day. Every time I'm speaking to somebody, let's just say, hey, you know you got to speak clearly, but in order to speak clearly, you got to have a clearer direct and a deeper tone. That way they know that you're serious. Those are the things that I
tell myself. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because every woman is going, okay. Why? Because you're doing that. I do. Okay, think about what you're doing. Okay, think about it. You want to monitor your tone based off of the woman that you see. That's what it sounds like. So that's like an I do. That's an intent. That's not a result. I don't want you to change who you are because that's what makes you a great man, a king, a god, and a warrior to yourself. You should never have to make the adjustments and try to be what you think she wants you to be. Now, again, I would always tell guys, don't be disrespectful or creepy. Of course, you're not doing that. I'm saying that let her see this is who I am. What you see is what you get from day one. Now, the reason why I call it day one is because a woman can never say you never change when you a day one motherfucker. When you a day one motherfucker, that means if it's a month, a year, or decades, she can never say you change. Who she saw is what you are, day one. But the problem is a lot of guys are either day two, day seven, or day 14. They hide behind who they actually are, pretending to be something that they're not, trying to get something that they ain't going to have. You see what I'm saying?
I've been there before. And, you know, I already know that I've realized that that's not the image I want to represent or present, should I say, when I'm talking to anybody. And I've recognized over time that, you know, I gotta embrace my inner character in order for me to be truly accepted, not put on another face. And then later on, whoever I'm talking to, they figure out, oh, well, this person is not the person that I met when I first met him.
Accept yourself. You gotta accept yourself. This is the key. People don't understand, you know, years ago, it was a decade. It was like in 2002, I was doing Pussy Whip shows. So this was like 98. It was either 98 or it was between 98 and 2000. I'm old. So I remember the day. But I remember they had me do a phone call because they were doing a boot camp. And one guy asked a question, what's the most important thing? You know, some guys saying seductive things and tactics. They asked me, what's the most important thing? And I said, love yourself. And they laughed at me. They thought it was the craziest, stupidest thing I ever said. I said, love yourself. And they thought I was crazy as fuck because they don't even understand the depth in which you guys don't love yourself. Because one that loves himself is one that's going to be focused on himself. He's going to choose himself above all things. He's going to work on himself to show that whoever is lucky enough to be with him, they can reap the rewards of a great man. And that's part of the love that one has to have of himself. And a lot of guys don't see the love for themselves. And that's why I'm trying to get young men to see to love themselves and have a passion and love for themselves to be better than the average person. Or, I mean, you're not even the average person. You're beyond the average person because you're the only you. So that means if you're the only you, you're better than every fucking person in front of you. If you don't feel that way, then we have a problem. You should feel that you're better than me and everybody else that you're talking to. If you don't feel that fucking way, then you don't love yourself. Even if you're in I've talked to guys in wheelchairs and they love themselves and they think they're better than me. And I'm like, you're fucking right you are. Who am I to tell you that I'm better than you when you think you're better than me? And you should feel that fucking way. You should feel that way. I believe I want everybody to feel that they're better than everybody else in the world because you're the only one in the world that's like you. I am the only one telling y'all that. You are the only you in this world. There is nobody like you. So if there's nobody like you, shouldn't you be the baddest motherfucker? Because technically you're an alien. You're the only one of your fucking kind. So once you start to see that instrument, you got to believe that. But it's not telling yourself that as an intent. You got to see that as a beginning of a result that you must create, my brother. You gotta get there, man.
And I have the result in my head. I know where I want to be, and I got you, Steve. I'm glad you said that thing about loving yourself.
Yeah, no, that's the core. No, yeah, but see, here's the thing, and it kind of goes back to the coachings that you guys have. See, if you don't have a guy talking to you the way I'm talking to you, he's doing you a great disservice. I'm not yelling and screaming and knocking you motherfuckers down because I want to yell, scream, and knock you down. I want you to realize I need to wake that fucking lion up that's inside of you. We need to jumpstart that person that got to the egg. And coddling that motherfucker ain't going to do it, because let me ask you a question. Did he get to the egg by coddling? No. Did he get to the egg by being soft? No. Did he get to the egg by kumbaya and working with everybody? No. Did he get to the fucking egg by excuses and you can wait till tomorrow? No. Hell no. You know how he got to the egg? He got to the fucking egg. But it takes a motherfucker like me to light your ass up, to ignite that fire inside of you that you once had. Because without that fire, you would not be here right now. But what happened is that fire extinguished itself. So you can't light the fire because you don't have the matches, because you're too busy around someone that wants to blame women and blame the world for everything and coddle your ass and hold you to no accountability whatsoever. But then you have my kind. I want you to fucking win. Fuck that. I want you to see your greatness. Because greatness sees greatness in men. And I see greatness in you men. But the sad thing is you just don't see it in yourself. But me saying, well, you know what? It's okay. Let me give you some warm milk and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Man, that ain't doing shit for your fucking ass. Hate me if you want. But allow me to light your ass back so you can get back on track and be that motherfucking man. Okay, caller?
Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, that's what I need. I definitely do want the coaching. But the only thing is I got to focus on my priorities when it comes to financing. And once I have my finances up, that's when I'll be able to.
No, stop. No. Listen. Don't talk about that. That's an I do. Don't do it. You just can't do it. It's cool. That's it. Listen, you're a king.
Gotcha.
And sire, I say sire because I'm saying this with respect. Who the fuck am I that you got to explain yourself to me? Fuck me. Hey, I mean, you're king. So you just say, I ain't got it. That's it. You have to explain your fucking self because that's how you got to talk to women.
Gotcha.
See? You don't have, a king does not have to explain himself. He's just going to tell you what the fuck is. I ain't got it. That's it. I ain't got it.
Word.
And listen.
Word.
And whether and how I take it or somebody else take it, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I need to bring my little kids.
Well, Steve,
I got
don't
want to
take up too much of your time, man.
Okay. All right. No, that's what's up, man. No, I'm going to throw you back in. I appreciate you, too. I'll throw you back in. Guys, I got this new thing. If y'all saw it earlier today. All right, 973-302. I got you 1 second. I got this new thing, guys. I want to show y'all. Hold on. That is new thing, guys. Nobody has it. I'm the only one that got it. Let me show y'all this shit. I'm the only one that has this shit. What is it called? Fuck. I don't know what the fuck is this shit called. Oh, here it is. Watch this, guys. Y'all ready? Ready? Listen to watch this, guys. Watch this. All right, watch this. Wait, let me find this shit. All right, watch this, guys. And I can make this motherfucker say whatever I want. Watch our code. Nobody has this, guys. So we will always be able to do this. Let me find it. How do I open this bitch up? Oh, here we go. Watch this, guys. All right. So I'm like, hey, what's up? All right, hold on. Watch this, guys. They might say it real fast, but watch this. All right, so watch this, guys. So I got it now that I can talk to whoever I want, how I want to. I can say, yo, what's up to the boy, and watch what he says. Yeah. And I can say, what's up to the normal guy, he will say. I can say, what's up to the British chick, what's up, governor? You see that? Or I can get a woman, I can get an adorable girl to say, hello, little girl. See that, guys? I can have these motherfuckers talk all this shit now. And when everybody says anything, and whenever I tell them to say, they're going to fucking say that shit. Ain't that cool, guys? All right, let me break in 302, man. Let me break in 302. 302, what's going on, brother? What's up, man?
What's going on, Steve? First of all, just wanted to say happy belated birthday. My birthday is a few days after you. You pretty much answered my question because you were going over it the previous call. So I just wanted to say just happy birthday at this point.
Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Okay, you have any other questions or anything?
So I guess just to go over it really fast. So at the end of the day, you know, when it don't matter who comes and goes in your life, when, you know, I remember you went over this a long time ago, that when you go to bed, you end up, you know, going to bed sad because, you know, that person in you dies and then you wake up a brand new person. And that was just so deep. And yeah, so that's why it's so important to love yourself, right?
Right, yeah. It's all about you.
Cool. That's it, bro. That's it. I'm going to get back to taking notes.
All right, well, good. Okay, guys, watch this one. Watch what I make the kids say. wait, hold on, watch this. Wait, watch this caller. Watch this one. Watch this one. Watch what I make them say. Hold on, watch what I say. Okay. So I'm gonna let the kid talk today. Anyway, who you want? Do you want the adorable girl to say it? Do you want the cute little boy to say it? Do you want the American male, the charming female, the British female, or the American female? Who do you want to say this?
British female.
All right, British female, here we go. It's all about me. Not women, not ass. Not ass, not anything but me. Cute boy, let me even say it. Yeah, hey, let's see the male storyteller. Let's do this. Yeah, and
you know what?
Girl?
I can't hear it on the call. I might have to play the video to hear it. I can't hear it on the call.
Yeah, okay. All right, you all good, man. We'll throw you back in, brother. Thank you so much. All right, we'll throw you back in. I know I got to continue the show and everything. But y'all guys, y'all see, I got something new to fuck with now. I got something new to fuck with now, man. So I got something brand new. So, yeah, so let's get back into the show, guys. Yeah, so, yeah, we tripping this shit. But, yeah, so, guys, I got y'all covered, guys. Y'all want to call it? Y'all want to call it? We got y'all covered, man. We're talking about silencing the voices. And tomorrow when I watch I'm going to watch House of Dragon tonight. And when I do that, hold on a second. Wait. Red says something. Hold on a second. Hold on. Watch this. Hold on. Red says something. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hey, watch this, Red. Hold on. Watch this, Red. Hey, watch this. Guys, I can do this. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Hold on. Watch this. All right, let's see what the little boy's got to say to you, Red. Watch this. Oh, wait. Wait. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Let me see here. Hold on. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Hold on, hit that button there. Hold on. Shit. Let's see here. The wrong button. Let me switch that there. Go back there. Hit that button there. I'm trying to find out how the fuck did I open that shit up? Shit. Okay, fuck. With the bitch. Let me refresh this bitch. I'm gonna refresh it and try it again, Red. I have something. Watch this, Red. I gotta watch this, Red. Watch this. Hold on. Watch this. All right. Put this there. Watch this. All right. Here we go. Watch this, Red. Watch this. Now let's see the little boy say it. You ready? Let's see the boy say it right now. Watch this. He ate the mail. Wait, that's supposed to be ass, two S's. I put one S. I guess I got to space that out. Anyway, all right, so let's get back to the show, guys. I'm the Dean Class in Session, guys. We're talking about silencing the voice in your head. I've got a question here. Let me answer this question. Question is that can you explain, please, why meditation cannot silence the inner? Okay, well, tell me when is, okay. What are you doing by sitting there closing your fucking eyes and going, ahoo? Please, what are you doing? What are you doing when you sit here like this and you're, what are you doing? What are you doing there? You're not stopping the chatter. You're just finding a way to put a rug over the fucking problem when you are meditating. Would you rather face the problem or your way around something that you're going to face anyway? It doesn't make any sense. 215, I got you next. Hey, if you believe in that meditation shit, I'm just saying from this over here, I don't believe in that shit. It's bullshit. But if you need to find somebody that teaches meditation, that shit is weak. That's some weak-ass shit. You don't need to meditate and go, because if you're meditating and stopping the chatter over a woman, then that's the problem. That's the problem. Let's go to 215 real quick, and we'll continue with the voices with the women. 215, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, so just want to tell you off the bat, I'm 18. I just started college, and I'm not talking to her. I just met her, like, the first day of school. I realized that I was talking at her. Like, I found your channel, like, a couple, like, I'll probably say, like, I've been watching your channel for a week now. So
yes, sir.
I realized I was talking to her, and I was like, oh.
No, you weren't
like,
talking to
head,
her. You're talking.
Like,
no, you're talking at her. You're talking at her.
Yeah, I meant to say.
You want to learn how to talk to her, right?
Yeah, that's why I like.
All
I was,
right.
Like,
so we, okay. Well, call her right. Call her right now. Tell her you want to take her out. Say you want to take her out for ice cream.
I can't. I didn't get her number.
Why didn't you get? What? Did you give her your number?
No, it was the first day was like 2 days ago. So, and we had the same class. All I did was, I see her, I'm going to see her like every other day. So, what's it called?
I don't see if you see her every day or not. What are you going to do about it? You've already failed. Okay. All right. If you see something, let me ask you a question. You know, I did a video before, I think when YouTube came out, I think I did it around 2007. What I did is I went to McDonald's and I bought a Big Mac, French fries, and a drink. And I set the Big Mac on the passenger side of my car, and I videotaped me driving around talking to the Big Mac and the fries. And then I took the Big Mac and the fries and laid it on the bed and started talking to the Big Mac and fries on the bed. What was the purpose of me doing that? Why do you think I did that? What was the purpose of that? Wasting time talking to food. Wasting time. When you see something you like, put your bed in right there to get the shit out of the way. See, let me tell you a problem. Your problem is you're a college man with high school thinking. You're beating around the bush, and you got motherfuckers, the professors and the older guys, they ain't fucking around. They see her, they're going to be like, yo, what's up, blah, 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 blah. Not sexual, but they're going to put their bid in. You're not. You're still in high school waiting. Well, I got to wait for the sun, moon, and stars to line up, and then hopefully that woman's going to mess with me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So why are you waiting? You know, hey, listen. I just found out my son, goddamn, you know, I've been trying to talk. I've been calling my son, and he won't even answer my calls. You want to know why? Not only is he doing his homework, but he's fucking dating. He's out with so many fuck. I just found out from my older son that my freshman son was like out with chicks at like 4 a.m. and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? But he's going for it, man. My son's a freshman, just like you. Okay, he's a freshman. He's seeing things totally different because he's recognizing while everybody else is sitting around beating around the bush, playing little silly ass games, he's not beating around the bush. He's not playing games. He's trying to get it. He's like, fuck it, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna have fun. I'm a fucking Williams. Why would I sit around and do nothing? Why would I let food go by? And because of his personality, the reason why he's locking in on these women is because these women are not used to someone like him just being just talking to them. You understand these young girls or young ladies, not girls anymore, they're a little nervous because they're in unfamiliar territory and they're trying to find comfort and they're trying to find their way in what's going on today. And she can't find her way what's going on today because, you know, she's by herself. So she's kind of tippy-toeing around. But what my son is doing is my son is talking to everybody, meeting everybody, shaking everybody's hands, talking to people, making people feel welcome and comfortable, even though he's new at this shit. But guess who gravitates to my fucking son? Motherfucking everybody gravitate wants to hang out with him, wants to go places with him. The girls want to hang out with him, go places with him, and all that other stuff. And that's how it should be for you, brother. You got to get out of this high school mentality of beating around the bush. I'm going to wait till fucking next week to do it and all that other stuff. If you are interested in her, you don't need to say I'm interested in you. You can if you want to. But what I would definitely do in this situation is let it be known that, hey, you know what? I'd love to take you out sometime. Shit, why not? Instead of, hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Sarah, hi. It ain't going to happen, man. Okay?
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Get on that shit. Let me. All right, when you get on, every time I take a call, I'm gonna have my kid. I'm gonna have one of the kids say something every time I get off a call. Let's see what the kid got to say right now. wait. How did he say that? Wait, let me see if I did that right. Let me see this. Ah, so wait, watch this. I think with the commas and stuff, hold on. Let me see if I put the comma there. Let me see if I can put it, wait. Let me see if I can stop there. Maybe we can break on commas. Let me see if they say it now. Watch, let me see if it breaks now, see. Ah, see, it sounds better. Punctuation is everything. So now, baby, what you want to say to me, British baby? Y'all see that shit? Y'all know I'm having some fun with this shit, dog. All right, let me get to this question right here. So the question he's asking, I now got punctuation now. I can do that shit now. All right, so let me get to the question he's asking. I got to catch up with the question. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me open this joint up. And we're going to talk about the women in a second. Let me just make sure. I marked this question. I just got to find that shit. Okay, here it is. The question is, you got a conversation class. Do I use it when I'm on a date with the woman or what? Brother, you use it if you put a note in a bottle and you throw that shit in the ocean. You use it if you put a note on a dove. You use it if you're doing smoke signals. You use it like it is a lung and a heart, dog. You don't just put that shit away. That's what separates us, dog. Guess how? Because we put that flavor, dog. We spit that yickety yak, man. Come on. Let's get it. Let's see here. All right. So lines are over, guys. Let's chop it up. So let's get back to the woman and the women, because we kind of like talked about the man or the self. We kind of veered off and we talked about why it importance, why you need to seek out a good coach. But one thing is very, very important. Very important. Two things when it comes to women. Two things when it comes to silencing what you are when it comes to a woman. You must stop trying to avoid struggle. You will try to avoid struggle, guys, because most of you guys feel that you are a failure. And that for some of you guys, it may scare you a little bit because of the pain that you may feel if you don't get what you want. It is very necessary to embrace struggle. It is very important to see, we're so busy not embracing the shit we need to embrace that we embrace all the shit we don't need to embrace. Come on, let's be honest. You guys embrace excuses. You guys embrace blaming women. You guys embrace talking shit about women. You embrace the wrong things. So then when you get in a situation around a woman, you don't know how to operate under your own construct because you're embracing the wrong thing, gentlemen. I want you to embrace you. I want you to struggle. I want you to fall and fail and get knocked over because, gentlemen, didn't you do the same fucking thing when you were a kid? All you motherfuckers, listen to me, more the majority of you, you cannot tell me that when you were a little lad, when you were little tiny and shit, that you didn't have training wheels on your fucking bike. Or you might have had a tricycle or some shit to give you fucking balance. And then one day, the training wheels came off. And it was that one day you kept fucking falling. Why? Because you didn't learn balance. Same thing I'm trying to teach you, get deep here. Balance between your scribe, marketing team, guide, culinary school, studio, all these things, drug lab, balance. See, your struggle is because you're embracing her beauty, which is not really her beauty. You embrace her makeup. You embrace her ass and her titties. You embrace wanting to sleep with her. And all that embracing you're taking on, gentlemen, you're pushing away the shit you should be embracing. Like learning me, how I work for me, how I move for me. But you are embracing, gentlemen, the wrong things. Does that make sense? Hopefully I'm trying to make some sense to y'all with this. Y'all are too busy embracing the wrong things. You're embracing the woman. You're not embracing your greatness. You're not embracing the love that you have for yourself. You're not embracing your scribe. You're not embracing your culinary school. You're not embracing your guide. You're not embracing your warrior. You're not embracing your drug lab or your amusement park. You're not embracing these things. So remember, when you don't embrace it, it ain't gonna fucking work for you when it wants to work. Why should it be loyal to you when you're not loyal to it? When your loyalty is not to yourself and you're loyal to the I do, you're loyal to her body, you're loyal to her titties and her ass, you're loyal to her looks, but you are not even loyal to your marketing team. You're not even loyal to your name. You're not loyal to your bloodline. You're not even loyal to your finger. You're not loyal to the man in the mirror. So why should the man in the mirror be loyal to you when it comes time for you to say, well, shit, what do I say now? Why are you asking me, motherfucker? No, I use my voice. I would say, I guess he's like, yeah. Well, why are you asking me, motherfucker? Fuck, shit. Hey, check this out, dog. Why? What's up, man? What's up? Hey, can you believe this motherfucker here? He's neglecting us. Well, yeah, I know he did neglect us, but shit, I didn't know he was going to need us and shit. Look at him. Look at him now. He's struggling like a motherfucker. Look at him. He with that pussy right now. Don't know what to do. Yeah, I know. Only if he would embrace us. Now, what's the difference? The difference is, it's like, hey, you know what? Hey, how you doing, marketing team? My name is Steve. Well, hi, how you doing? Hey, I'm good. Hey, how you doing, warrior? My name is Steve. Oh, shit, what's up, dog? And all day, every day, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you. So then when I get around a woman, oh, shit, yo, dog, it's go time, man. All right, look. All right, there she is. Hey, man, I know you can't get her. I bet you can't get her. Hey, dog, you think you can get her? Nah, man, he can't get her. Steve, what you going to do, dog? Nah, you two motherfuckers. Nah. I got this. I'm gonna get that pussy. Fuck both of you motherfuckers. I'm going to get that pussy. I'm going to get that ass. Well, let's say, I bet you can't do that shit in 15 moves, motherfucker. No. Fuck 15. No, motherfucker, do that shit 12. You bout it. You think you all that? Well, you know what? Fuck both of you motherfuckers. Watch the fuck I do. You see what I'm saying? I am embracing me. I ain't embracing her. Did I say anything I'm going to do with her? I'm talking to me. I'm embracing me. I know what I'm going to do for me. So then when I go over there, how can it be a fucking struggle when I know what it is I need to do, gentlemen? When I know what I need to do. Do you see what I'm saying? No, I don't know. Brother, listen, Bruce, listen. I am a nerd. I'm a geek. I watch cartoons. I can't eat cereal no more because I'm lactose intolerant, man. It just ain't working. But if I could eat cereal, I'd be eating some Fruity Pebbles. I just don't eat milk. And I ain't no lactose milk because there ain't no lactose cacao. So stop that, you guys. I know how they are. They're like, well, Steve, you need to try some lactose milk. Show me a lactose cow and I'll drink that milk. Anyway, that's like juice. That's lactose juice. That ain't milk. Anyway, what I'm saying to you, Bryce, is this. My charisma doesn't get the women. My charisma gets me. Me being a geek. Watch, I told you, I can't wait to watch House of Dragon. I'm a geek. House of Dragon, Power, all my shows, all anything with dragons, kings, knights, Vikings, I'm watching that shit. Marvel, DC, anime, you name it, I'm watching it. So it's not, those are things that I do, but that's not who I am. So my quote-unquote charisma comes from me creating me for me. I'm all about me. I love me. I market me. So it's not me trying to be funny. This is just what I am because I believe in me. You can't see it because you don't believe in yourself. So what your mind did, and you don't even realize that, your mind just gave you an excuse to why you ain't funny. And why you don't have charisma, because you're looking at another man, judging what he does, trying to figure out why you can't. And there lies the problem. But if you listen to the man that you're looking at and listen to him tell you, don't fucking be like me, be like your own fucking self, then you're going to win, buddy. But you're getting it all wrong, man. You're already making an excuse why I do. Don't worry about why I do. You got to figure out why you don't. Okay? Let's say when you said, I bet I can do it in 15 minutes. Okay, one thing I always do, T-Dog, all the time. I tell you guys all the time that when I see a woman, this is how arrogant. I'm such a dick. I guess this is a dick move. I'm a fucking dick, I guess. When I see a woman, see, you see ass, titties, lips, thighs, all right. I see the same thing. But the difference is you see the ass and titties and be like, damn, she fine. Damn, I want to fuck. Damn, I want to smash. All right, that's what you say, right? I see the ass, titties, and all that stuff, and I say to myself, all right, How many moves is it going to take? Hey, you know what? I bet I can get her over there in 15 moves. And 15 moves is from the moment I talk to her. Now, remember, it's not an intent because I'm just saying I'm looking at a result because I'm not making it about the woman. I said I can get her. I can get her. And how many moves? End it with moves. The moves that I make of getting her, meaning from the first moment I talk to her, every time I communicate is a move to push me where I want to go. And all, hey, and guess where I want to go? I want the invite. I'm going to get in 15 moves, that's 15 conversations with her, going back and forth, to see that I'm not like everybody else, to trust me enough to unlock that door and let me in. That's the beginning. But then I bet myself because I like to challenge myself. I might, hey, look, it might take me 20 moves to get that. But you know what? I believe in me. So I want to challenge myself. So from the moment I talk to her to the moment after the 15 moves, I should already be in here. That's the moves I'm talking about right there. I challenge myself. But here's the beautiful thing. If I get her in the 15 moves, I fail. Hold on, 407, I got you next. If I get her in the 15 move, I fail. Let me explain why. See, the expectation I set on myself, I should never fucking reach that. I should always be better than the expectation I set for myself. So if I get her in 15 moves, I fail. Because I'm asking myself the question, why couldn't I get her in 14? And if I got her in 13 moves, why couldn't I do it in 12? See, I'm fine with the loss or the learn. I'm just not good with the win because I'm not happy about the win because I know I could have done it better. And that's how hard I am on myself. I don't give a fuck about if she says no. It's when she says yes is my problem. Because at that point, I'm saying to me, where the fuck did you go wrong? Why is she down? Why is she down that fast? Why couldn't we speed it? Where did we, hey, we got to have a meeting. Hey, scribe, write this down. Timestamp. Bring in the marketing team. Bring in the guide. Bring in the amusement park, culinary school, drug lab, fucking warrior, studio. All you motherfuckers in the line, we got to talk. Why the fuck did I get her in fucking 14 moves? Where the fuck did we go wrong? Talk to me. Where did we go wrong? Well, sir, we made her laugh at, well, why, hey, wait. We made her smile, but did we make her smile to giggle, make her smile to draw more curiosity? What did we do? We got to be better. See, I don't want you to be mad when shit doesn't go right. I want you to be mad when shit does go right. I mean, when shit goes wrong, I don't want you to be mad when it goes wrong. I want you to be mad when it goes right because, listen, very important, because if you're satisfied with what happened, then you become complacent. When you become complacent, you stop working hard. You become lazy. When you're complacent, you don't work hard. There lies the problem. That's why I'm never satisfied. I'm never happy. Steve, you made her come four times. Why didn't you do four? Why didn't you do five? Lazy motherfuckers. You know you could have got a fifth one out of them. Why didn't you do it? I know you got the jaw to do it. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you lock down? I mean, come on, man. All right, let me bring in 407. But that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. I got y'all. 407, brother. How can I help you? What's up, sir? 407.
Hello, is that me?
Yeah,
hello.
This is you, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yes,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Hi, it's me, David. I thought I called because it's better to just call rather than just ask questions in chat. So first, I want to apologize for the time I messed up the bid and got called creep. I know it was my fault.
Well, no, listen, I know it was your fault, but here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is when you come on to the station and say a woman called you creepy, and you don't explain why she called you creepy, then there lies a problem. Because my bid, when I teach you to talk to a woman, is never creepy. I never told you to say anything about her lips. But you did. But that's all on the water bridge. But what's your question? Yeah, but what's up? Wait, you asked me about meditation, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked you about meditation because I was kind of big into meditation.
Let me ask you a question. What do you meditate about?
Well, that's the point about nothing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make all thoughts go away and make my mind as still as possible.
Why? Make it still for what reason? Why do you make it still?
Because I noticed that usually it's not like that. My mind is always going, always thinking, always, you know? And
no, I don't know. I need you to explain this. Your mind's supposed to go, okay, your mind is supposed to, okay, right now you're a closed faucet. I'm trying to get your faucet to drip a little bit. And then when you get to your core, it never shuts off. It never stops.
Do you mean, okay, do you mean my intuition by a closed faucet?
This who you, or you, I'm talking about you as a whole, sir.
Okay, I see. Okay,
so I understand. Why are you meditating?
Well, I thought, that's what I tried to defeat, the hooded man in the mind. I thought meditation would help
me. You can't defeat him. Whoa. How many times I tell you, you cannot defeat that guy in theater number one. Don't even try. Don't even fuck with him. You cannot defeat the ego because he knows you more than you know yourself. That's like you jumping in a lion, fighting a lion, a bear, and then jumping in the water and fighting a shark, a great white, and then jumping back out of the water to fight a motherfucking tiger. Hey, with your hands tied behind your back, and you blindfolded. You cannot beat the ego. So you need to leave him alone. Theater number one, you see, you're trying to defeat something you can't defeat by meditating, but you don't understand how your mind is screwing you over. Your mind is trying to get you to defeat something you can't defeat by doing something that has nothing to do with anything. See how your mind just tricks you?
That's basically how I'm going to defeat it, is just going towards the fear in real life.
What? No. I don't want you to fight fear. I told you, you can go. Okay, you're in theater number one. Okay? What I'm trying to show you is that once you realize that you can pick the seats, you can pick the time, and pick the popcorn you want to eat in that theater, then it should shift your mind to realize that there's more than one theater in your mind. You're trying to defeat theater number one. You can't do it. The way you defeat it is by stop letting it talk to you when you get around women. It's more like what?
Is it more like replacing those thoughts?
No, you can't. Okay. I don't want you to put a rug, and I don't want you to replace the negative thoughts you have. All right?
Okay.
Can you replace burning your fucking self on the stove? Remember how we did that? All of us touched that hot stove one time, right? Remember you probably touched that right? Can you replace that?
You can't
replace that, can you?
No.
But you can, when you get next to that stove, remember what that feeling is like and already know that I know when the stove is on, I'm not going to touch it. The feeling is still there. You cannot replace that. That's what I'm saying. With all your fears and stuff, stop trying to replace it because you're trying to replace an I do. You're trying to fight an I do. Your mind wants you to stay on I do. When you become an I am, that's what fucks your mind up. Your mind doesn't want you to be an I am. Does that make any sense?
I think it does. So, okay, so let me just do that because it connects. When I just go out and try to put my bid in, I usually find this
whoa. You know, I told you I'm a geek. What did Yoda say to Luke?
There do or do not. There is no try. You've already failed.
Listen, yeah, what you say. Caller, listen.
Do you try to tie your shoes every morning?
Do you try
to grab your toothbrush? Do you try to grab your keys or try to grab your remote control or try for all you lactose intolerant almond milk drinking motherfuckers because ain't no almond cow, almond juice. When you get your almond milk, whatever the fuck you drink in your cereal, do you try to get it or do you do it?
You're right.
Right. So you saying I try have already failed. Because I don't try shit because I rehearse myself. I perfect what I'm saying. I perfect my sexual moves, my mouthpiece. I perfect me. I perfect my marketing team. I've given raises. I gave out raises the other day. You know why? Because I felt like it. I felt that my blacksmith marketing team and all those motherfuckers, they've been doing me such a great job that I'm going to give them a raise by giving them more territory in my mind in which they work for me better. See how that works, brother?
I see.
All right. So I'll throw you back in, man. All right. We'll keep going.
Thank you for the call.
I thank you for the call, brother. Hey, let's see how I meditate. If I were to meditate, this is what I would say. Oh, wait, I need a woman to say that shit. Lady, can you say it, Lady British? Oh, man. Let's see if I get an energetic female saying this. Wow, that shit really works, huh? All right, let me see you guys. Lines are over, y'all. We're calling. Let me see if I catch up with the my chat room dogs out there, man. Shout out to my dog. The man mine said, I'm the dean class. This is session. Appreciate all y'all, man. This is what we do. This is how we are. This is how we chop it up. Let me bring in 714 real quick as we do this. But let's see, Bruce got a question. So basically, 714, give me something. Let me ask a question. So basically, challenge yourself to get what you want no matter what the result. No, I don't challenge myself to get what I want. I challenge myself to do what it is I want to do. See, the want is an I do. The I am comes into doing what it is you want to do, not giving a fuck about the result. The challenge is believing in yourself enough to do the thing that you set out to do. But the reason why I can do that is because I'm always rehearsing everything I do, every move I make. I am lucky enough, even back since the fifth grade, to store moves, ways to say things to women that I can pull out from the fifth grade. I'm 51 years old. From the fifth grade, I can pull something out, put it in my blacksmith, break that shit down back in my studio and use it today, and it will still have the same effect because I'm not worrying about who I'm saying the shit to. All right, let me get to 714, and I've got y'all on your questions. But 714, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. It's been a week since I called. Check this out, man.
Oh, wait. Let me, no. This ain't for you. Wait. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. Please don't call us. You're right. I married a single mother, and I'm terrible, and I ain't shit. So please don't call us again. God damn, I'm sorry I even noticed it was him. I got to stop. I can't let him in the show. He's a cancer. He's a cancer to the show. Anyway, let's keep going. He's not muted. Let me see what else we got. Hold on. Audio is fine. No problems. Steve, if you are in tune with yourself, is that ultimately makes you a man? No. I learned that even though the woman will see me as a man, that I will never reach being a man until I am lucky enough to fucking die. No, and then wait, let me calm down, guys. And I don't want y'all killing yourselves. Now. What I'm saying is that I will always be a student of the game, and I will always learn and grow me. The day I stop learning and evolving is the day I can no longer breathe any air, which means that in my death, I can say I've reached my manhood because I am going after something that is infinite. I will never even reach it but I'm going towards it. But because of how I'm seen through a woman, see, remember most women see average guys as average, but I'm above average. So in her eyes, she will see a man, but how I operate myself. But I am always striving to be better than I was yesterday or today. So in order for me to keep growing, I've got to keep going. So yes, in the eyes of the outside world, yes, I am a man, but to myself, I'm a student of the game. I am constantly learning and constantly growing. And God damn, it's a scary world out there for you guys. You have no idea. And you know what's scary? It's not scary as a boogeyman scary. It's scary on how fucking cold you can be scared. Guys, I can't stress to you how it feels when you see a woman and you know it ain't even fair. I don't even know how to mess with it. It's not even fair, man. It's not, you start talking to them and they just tell you all their lies and it's just not fair. But the scary thing is that I guess what was scary for me, if it was a scary moment, was I never fucking paid attention to my man. And I always said the thing, we all do this because we came in late. We'll go a little bit more. But it's one thing I fucked up. I fucked up on something. And y'all all do that. My students do that too. And it was when, after the 25-year-old broke my bitch-ass heart and I was crying and shit and I realized my power, my strength, and I realized how cold I was or I could be, I was told the Peter Parker, what his Uncle Ben told Peter Parker, with great power comes great responsibility. But when you hold that power, you ain't thinking the first time. And what you guys have to understand is if a woman thinks great sex is a one or a two from an average guy, if an average guy gives a woman what she thinks is great sex, but she meets a motherfucker like you who goes beyond the number scales, you understand the fentanyl of this shit. It's like a drug, but you will see it and you will stop doing it because unfortunately, after I was broke and cried and then I saw my awakening, I realized what I needed to do. So I realized that's 7-7. That's where I started creating the studio. I started working and mastering, worked harder on the poetry. I worked harder on the moves, on the kissing, on the touching, and all. I was busting my ass all night long, and I knew I was a bad motherfucker. So unfortunately, and I'm not going to be a dick about this, and I'm going to make fun of this. Todd, I got you 1 second. But the first woman that I did after my breakup with the 25-year-old was I broke her, and I didn't mean to do that. And I broke her by doing more than I should have done because I knew that I had this power. But I fucked that woman up because of what I learned. It was master the bedroom. All my master the bedroom guys, it was master the bedroom. So she was never the same again because of me. And even to this day, you know, and when my name comes up, she gets mad at me. She's mad because she still loves me, but she can't have me. But I'm just being honest with you. So, yeah, great power, responsibility. Tyler, what's up, brother? What's up, man? How can I help you, man?
I'm just getting on the line, listening in the background before the lines drop, man. I'm all good. No
okay, problem. Well, I'll reset the lines, Tyler. Don't worry. I'll reset the lines. So
yeah.
I'll reset the line. I'm just trying to catch up with the questions real quick. For all you guys out here. Let me say something. Okay, wait. Let me explain something to y'all. All right, all right, Todd, I got you in there. Hold on, let me just mute this. All right. Wait, Todd, I'm going to reset the lines in 1 second. Wait, let me explain something to y'all guys. Okay, listen. The mind is a great fuck you to you guys. And if you're saying meditation is going to help you work on your problems, then you have fucking lost. Sir, when you learn game, the only problem out there is a meteor heading the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. There are no problems. There are only solutions. And when you automatically are giving your, think about what you're doing right here. You're technically giving your mind away to something that I don't know who the fuck you're giving it to, but you're saying, solve my problems by closing my fucking eyes and going, ah-oom. Versus looking at fucking mirror and saying, this is what the fuck we got to do. Do I need to sit here? Wait, let me guess. So a warrior in battle, and he's about to charge. What, he's supposed to sit and be like, wait.
I got to meditate now. The guy's charging at me at 0.5 miles an hour. The weight of his fucking sword is coming at probably a weight of maybe 10 pounds, 13, looks like 13 ounces, divided by the wind, which has a circumference of 3.14. And that's it. Are you fucking, this is, guys, listen, this is what I want to say to you, Wynn. If you want to meditate, go ahead. This ain't for you. Because I want you to wake up from that silly shit. Stop sleeping on something you should be facing. This is, it does, it's crazy to me that you guys are going to meditate. So who has the power over you? You're sitting there, whatever the fuck is your problem in your mind, you already lost. I can't get the girl, so let me meditate my thing away. She's already in your head. My boss is giving me shit. He's already in your head. So let me explain what you're doing and show you why you're fucking up. Because you're putting more prison bars around you when you're fucking meditating because you're thinking about something, trying to get rid of it versus just doing it. But you want to meditate on it. You want to sit there in the middle of a cloud or on top of a fucking mountain. For what? What is that going to do when you get back into the real world? Boy, y'all need some help. And I say that with love, dog. It is crazy how you guys actually think. You calm your thoughts, man. You can't calm your thoughts. Oh, my God. Oh. Let me educate y'all, man, because I love y'all. Y'all my guys. I love y'all. Let me educate you, okay? If your mind has always been fucking you over and self-sabotaging you all day, every day by telling you you're not good enough, you can't get her, this, that, and whatever it says to you. Who the fuck do you think is talking to you while you're fucking meditating? Because you surely ain't talking to yourself. So whoever's talking to you is the same voice that is fucking you over. Because he knows you're the joke. Do you actually think your problem's going to go away because you close your eyes and you're breathing in and all that other silly shit? Yeah, well, oh, my God, man. That, y'all are sad, man. Hey, if you want to meditate, do that shit. Do that shit. That is crazy. Do that shit. And guys, I'm telling y'all, man. No, do not follow anyone that tells you man. Let him meditate. Do not fucking listen to these guys that meditate. Do not do that. Because what I am saying to you guys, instead of fucking meditating, why don't you get in your fucking film room at the end of the damn day and see what's going wrong in your life and fix the shit and then you're done. Versus sitting around crossing your fucking legs, closing your eyes, and just making noises. Do you actually think your mind wants you to win? Do you actually think your mind is going to help you beat it? Y'all do not understand how a battle you are in. You're in a war with your mind. And whatever your mind is telling you right now is fucking you over. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't face it. Hey, let's just go to the mountain and say hi to the goats and meditate. Ooh, that feels good. And then you get back to the real world, you see a woman, you snap right the fuck back. Isn't that odd? In that odd, do all that meditation you want to, and then as soon as you see a fucking woman, you snap back. Do all that meditation of, well, you know what? I'm going to meditate because I don't want everybody. I'm sick of people judging me. As soon as you get back to the real world, you're worried about what people think about you. But hey, fuck what I think. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to change your fucking mind. I'm trying to keep that shit a buck with you. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. Don't do it. Question, when she broke you, did you allow her into your square four? No. What she did was I was building me, but my mind had, this is my first piece of pussy. It was my first. Because remember, I almost had a chance at 9, but I got scared. I couldn't get my dick hard, so I didn't get that. So, and this is my first crack of pussy. So I got my first piece of pussy, right? So I'm at 13. So I'm like, ooh, yeah, wow, right? I opened up doors, right? But what happened was this was not a square thing. This was drug. This was drug lab. This was culinary and drug lab that I didn't even know. I didn't know about culinary and drug lab until this happened. The drug, she laced me with a drug that was so strong that without her or the drug, her, that was a drug, my life didn't function correctly. I'm being honest. It didn't function. So this wasn't a square thing. This was a drug thing because this was a new level of evolvement. When you get your first piece of pussy, you like, whoa, this is not bad. This is pretty. You know what I mean? Y'all guys know what I'm talking about. Your first time, like, whoa, this is nice. Oh, okay. So that kind of threw me off a little bit because I wasn't prepared for that. I wasn't prepared for that. But once I got in it, I was open because I didn't know about the drug or the culinary school. I didn't know about those things. I wasn't at the stage where, and this is the weird thing about it, because I really feel like the lesson came from my mentor. I don't know. Anyway, but what I'm saying is that in order to learn about your power, I had to go through it. And I had to, now I didn't have to go through it, but it was a woman. She made me feel what I was going to go through. So she was teaching me what I'm about to do. What, from that moment, what I am now, that's what I've always been. That's why I'm as arrogant as fuck, because I know I can lace her with my drug, and my drug can hit her from the eyes and the ears. I don't need to put hands on her to get her hooked on me. That's how great I've cultivated the drug. See, I got the drug through physical, but the punishment and pain that I was going through was mental. It wasn't the physical. It was the worst, because the mental affected. Oh, man, fuck. It was bad. But, JM, it was the best thing that happened to me. Guys, we all have our first heartbreak. But what is, either you're going to learn from the heartbreak and realize what you did wrong and make the adjustments, or you're going to run away from the heartbreak and you'll never accept the break. You got to accept the break. Think about the, it's like the collarbone. Collarbone gets broken, it comes back stronger. There has to be a break in you. And the break, or even the cut, there are two levels. There's a cut of the umbilical cord, and then there's the break of, you have got to be, get your ass broken, so then you can shed the skin that you have. There is an adolescent skin that some of you guys still have on. There is a young man skin that you still have on, that you must break from that, and you must break free of that. And like a snake, you must let that skin mentally come off of you to have a whole new you, a whole new awakening. So it was not a square. But what happened was I realized I could tie the I could tie that into the squares. See, I all this is a learning process. I could tie that. Let me show you how. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Give me an example. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let me pull that shit up. All right, here we go. Let me grab that shit right here. All right, let me show you what I was talking about. Let me grab that shit. So, wait. Okay, yeah. So what I'm saying is, look at this. So what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying here, let me take you off. So what I'm saying is that once I got broken, I was kind of like at the top, that the top that you see right there. I'm sorry, the top that you see right there. So I was at an edge with which I didn't even know that I can go beyond. But it was the break or the heartbreak that I had that opened my eyes to see that I can go on past that edge. Because she made me see things, you know what I mean? I then begin to process, and I begin to see things. Well, Tyler, wait, hold on, Tyler. I'm going to hang up on you, Tyler. I'm just opening the phones for 30 more minutes.